Cap and Company. Follow us on the gram at Cap and Co. and ESPN_Chicago.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Cap and Company. Ready to rock and roll for you here is Chris Black, Danny Zetterman, and I'm David Kaplan. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. How was your weekend? Hope everybody is safe and healthy and doing all you can to stay clean and socially distanced and just following all the guidelines, man. That's all we can do each and every day. Danny, we missed you for a couple of days. How was it being home with the kids and the wife?
It was great, Cappy. See, I'm trying to see the positive in this. Mm-hmm. So I took Thursday and Friday off. I was supposed to be off all last week for spring break with my kids. We were going to go on a trip. Obviously, that got canceled. But seeing the positives, it was really nice to be home for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, just spending total family time.
And are you thrilled to get back in the car this morning and come here?
It was nice to see Chris and actually talk about something other than Paw Patrol and Mickey Mouse and Nintendo Switch.
And WrestleMania.
Yeah, my kids love WrestleMania. I got a pat on the back to all the TV networks. They're doing a tremendous job of providing us with content. I watched so many old Bulls games over the 4 days. I watched old Blackhawk games on the David Kaplan Network. I watched Cubs from 2016, the old WrestleMania. I mean, we're thirsty for sports and we want more of it. And they're doing a good job of showing us some great classic games that we forgot about.
So you were not here, and you were talking about watching different things. I watched it's called Joy in Wrigleyville. It was a rundown of the Cubs winning the World Series. And then I watched Game 7, a lot of it. That was on. But the Joy in Wrigleyville, Danny, I told Chris this. Danny, I was standing in my family room. Now, I know how it ends. I see Nick Friedel's smiling face on there with agony written across his face because at that point it was all up in the air. It was tied. And when they show this male and female firefighters from Engine Company 78, and they're talking about how stressed it was and all of it as Cub fans, I got tears coming down my face going, and I know we won, and I know it's 3.5 years later. It was just amazing to watch. And then I gambled horses this weekend and didn't do well, but it was cool. It was a lot of fun. I started cleaning the garage, but we can get into all of that. Anthony Rizzo is going to join us in a couple of moments. He's been doing incredible things for a lot of the first responders and trying to help feed them through his foundation and raising money. And we gotta all be together, man. This, more than ever, we have to all be in this together. No divide. Everyone is battling together. And that leads us to our great friend of this show, and I've had a great relationship with him since he came to Chicago. Hard to believe, 2012, this guy made his debut here, and here we are in 2020. He's married, and he's made such an impact, not just as a baseball player. You know, I think when he is done playing, whenever that is, his bigger impact will be on what he did for our community. Great player. Might be the best first baseman when he's done in the history of the franchise. I think the other stuff, because of what we see perspective today, it's different. And that leads us to Florida, to our friend Anthony Rizzo. Anthony, good morning. How are you, your wife, and your parents and brother?
Good morning. They're good. Everyone's good. Everyone's very healthy, just going on, staying home and haven't seen them. But they're making the best out of this, just like I am and everyone else is. Where are you at? Are you at your house or are you in the studio?
I am actually in the studio, but we're socially distancing, and I come in here before the show and I disinfect the console and all of that. So, yeah, I'm here each and every day, and then I do TV from my basement.
Oh, nice. That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's interesting. We learn how to do different things in time of need, and so we figured it out. What are you doing to stay active? Because, you know, when you get to spring training, your life changes dramatically. It's a 7-month you know, marathon, one at a time each day. We always laughed about that, you and I. One batter, one pitch, one out at a time, and just crank it up and get ready for the next. And all of a sudden, up goes the roadblock, and you stayed in Arizona for a while, and then you and Emily and your awesome dog, Kevin, said, we got to go back home to Florida, and that's where you're at. How do you stay in shape and stay somewhat connected?
Yeah, it's totally different, right? Especially for all baseball players, because we're just, right now, we're geared to, I mean, right now, we would have been 3-0. We would have had a nice sweep yesterday on Sunday Night Baseball.
No doubt.
Going for our fourth win today. I don't think we're going to lose one game until we start up, so. But, I mean, every day, I'm working out Monday through Friday. I have a home gym here that is good enough. Take Saturday and Sunday off right now, and just I've been doing a chore around the house every day, office, the garage, our laundry room, our pantry, the backyard, the boat. So just doing things that stay active, so I'm just not sitting around all day.
Yeah, I started doing projects, and I got halfway into the garage yesterday. I'm like, what am I doing? It's Sunday. But you got to keep yourself, like, active.
Yeah, you know, in the off season, when we're home, Emily and I, it's kind of a rush to get everything in, to see everyone and do the things we want to do, that you don't do the little projects around the house. And I'm sure a lot of people will say the same thing just in general. So I'm trying to look at it as a positive that we can really, I mean, our house, Emily's motto is she wants it to look like no one lives in it whenever we have guests over. So it's really going to look like no one lives in it when we're done with everything.
You also have been, and I said, I don't know if you were on hold yet when I said it, but I said, look, you've had an amazing career. I got to know you in 2012. Here we are in 2020, and we've done, I think, five consecutive years of a weekly radio show together. I get to be with you at your charity events, and you're one of my favorite guys I've ever dealt with in Chicago sports. But I think whenever that career ends, at maybe that's 10 more years, whatever it is, I think that your legacy in this city, while everyone will have appreciated all of the success on the field, will be more what you gave back to this community off the field. How have you been able to stay connected with that? Because you're on Good Morning America and you're feeding first responders. Tell us a little bit about that side.
I think that's just really trying to use our platform and make the best of it. You know, the relationship I have with all the workers at Lurie's, especially, going there often and getting to know a lot of the nurses and the staff members and the kids with pediatric cancer. Sitting at home now and just seeing how chaotic a lot of these hospitals are is just, we were just sitting at home and we were like, man, we need to help. How can we help? You know, and sending meals, it's just, I know it's a little thing, but these workers, man, their lives right now are upside down. They go to work, they go home. We've heard some workers are sleeping in their garage because they don't want to be around their family because they're not sure if they have, they can't go to the grocery store, things like that, where it's just so heartbreaking because they're laying it all on the line for people they don't know at all. They're really making the ultimate sacrifice right now.
In terms of how people can contribute, and I know there are some out there that are fortunate to be working. There are others that are not working, but a dollar helps, $5 help, whatever it is. How can they help you to keep feeding nurses, doctors, orderlies, people in the hospitals?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, Kat, a simple thank you, you know, to the random people that they know, a text, reaching out. That's as helpful as it can get. As far as donating to the foundation, they can text HOPE44 to the number 52000 or go to Rizzo44.com/donate. But in these times, it's really helping out everyone and reaching out to, you know, your friend that maybe is single and alone right now, just checking in with everyone because the mental battle that's about to take place is going to be real for a lot of people.
You're a baseball player, and you love what you do, and now all of a sudden, you don't know when baseball is going to be back. None of us know how it is, but you get to be home with your new wife. You haven't been married that long, a little over a year, and you've got a new dog in Kevin. How is that whole experience going?
It's great. It's great, and you know, I love Emily. I love Kevin. He's been awesome to have, especially just getting to spend this extra time with him. But we all want to be playing baseball right now, and it's unfortunate that we're not, because sports is such a big part of our country, and no March Madness just doesn't seem real. But I'm making the best of being here. It's really amazing just to be able to relax at home, not have anything to do, can't do anything. So you're basically forced to be here. And it's more trying to really just look at it as a positive. I've read something. The internet also, too, has been unbelievable with all the jokes and memes going around. So that's been a big positive. But I saw one just saying, you know, don't rush to want to get out so fast, because the world's about to be crazier than it's ever been when things go back to normal. So really enjoy this reset that we all get.
Yeah, I feel like this is a chance, Anthony, for much needed perspective and a chance to go, you know what, maybe we got on that treadmill and just shoo, a million miles an hour. We didn't really stop to appreciate what's around us. This gives you that chance, man. I'm sitting in the family room yesterday with my wife, and our three dogs are asleep at our feet. And I'm like, okay, in this moment, everything's okay. We're safe. But I know as soon as I step out and I got to drive back downtown, I know what the world is, just like everyone else does. But in that moment, you start to appreciate things that maybe you took for granted.
Yeah, it's so true. And I've been saying a lot, reinvest in yourself right now, everyone. Whatever it is you like to do around the house, do it. Whatever it is you like to, if you like to read, watch TV shows, do it. Do it all, and invest in yourself and your mental health, because when we do get back going, the world's going to be spinning a little faster, and people are going to be going, moving a little faster to try to catch up. And you guys, for me, I take this as a positive of just being able to reconnect with myself, with Emily, and looking forward to seeing my parents here and hopefully a week or so after we've been home and quarantined for a while.
Did you see the picture of Aroldis Chapman on the internet?
Nope, but I will look it up right now. What is it?
I just retweeted it. It is a picture of him playing, looks like dominoes or something. I just retweeted it. Dude, it is the scariest picture of a man's arm I have ever seen. He literally looks like Mr. America. It's like, oh my God.
Oh yeah. Yeah. He's when he was with us, he's a beast, and I see his workouts online that he does, and it's impressive. And he's a great teammate. I'm happy for him and the success he's had. Really he's a Hall of Fame closer, but in New York he's been doing it, and not easy to follow one of the best closer of all time in Rivera like he has.
Have you talked to some of your teammates either on Zoom or FaceTime or any of that?
Yeah, we talked a few times. Got a good funny group text of just all the memes and pictures and funny stuff going on. And it's important to stay connected right now with guys, because we're all geared up right now, especially the way it ended, like 2 weeks before camp ended. That's when you really start feeling it. And we've talked, we've chatted, talked baseball a little bit, talked life, and we'll continue to stay close, because when the bell does ring, it's going to be fast, and it'll be our jobs to slow it down as much as we can.
Hey, before we let you go, so I'm watching the other night, they played Game 7. They played all the best games on MLB Network. So game seven was on. And I mean, we know how it ends, all of it. I hosted the parade on television. I know all of that. I'm still terrified when I watch some of the plays. And I'm like, what are you doing taking Kyle Hendricks out? Like, I'm watching all this. And then they aired Joy in Wrigleyville. And they've got two firefighters, some engine company, 78 out on Waveland. And they got all these different fans. And I'm literally standing there with tears in my eyes because I know how it ends and how much it meant to so many people. Have you paid attention to any of that? Watch any classic baseball?
I caught the last few innings of Game 7.
Mm-hmm.
I actually want to go back, and I mean, the longer we're here, I might go back and just watch every game from start to finish. But yeah, I did. I caught the last few innings to hear the commentary, and it was awesome. I mean, Almora tagging up.
Yep.
I've always said that's one of the plays that no one is ever going to remember, but that's one of the biggest little plays in baseball that has just gone unseen. And then when Davis hits the homer, I'm standing there in the kitchen, and I'm just like, throw a slider! he hits it, and I swear, I got the same numb chills feeling that I did standing at first base, so... It was cool to see all that because I really haven't seen much of it as far as live. I might go back and watch all starting from the DS.
Yeah, I got a text. We did a behind the scenes of Game 7 with our NBC Sports Chicago crew, and there's an interview, and one of the things I have where Dexter Fowler says, oh, my God, I thought Chris threw it over Anthony's head when he slipped. He goes, I'm like, oh, no, he didn't. And then the next cut is to you goes, but it settled in the back of my glove. And that was like, thank God.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's, you know, what it takes to get to that point is something we'll never take for granted. So
never again.
To see it all over again is just, it's appreciative. You're very appreciative of it, so.
Hey,
have you watched Tiger King?
I'm actually going to start that tonight. I never saw Breaking Bad, so I'm through almost two seasons of that now.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Have you watched Tiger King?
It's crazy. It's a whole world that you would never, you're just going to be blown away, like, what is actually going on right now.
So it's worth watching.
It's just crazy, crazy. It's just so... so bizarre.
Were you
the whole underground
world. Were you a Breaking Bad guy?
I watched the first couple seasons, and I watched it too late, so the show is outdated.
Right.
You know, when I started watching it with the old phones and stuff. And then I think I'm going to go back and start watching Sopranos again.
That's the greatest.
Yeah. Pure comedy for me.
That is the great. That, 24. Hey, last thing, shortened season. Does that bother you if that's what it comes down to, or we're good, whatever we get, we get?
Yeah, I think it's an opportunity for – it's going to be a one-off season. So I think it's a good opportunity to start throwing in one-off things. You know, let's make this game as exciting as we can, and it's going to be a sprint. So whatever we got to do, we want to play as many games as we can. Doubleheaders, whatever it is, we want to play. So, well, when it gets all going, I'm sure you're going to see a lot of crazy ideas thrown out there. But I don't think anything's crazy at this point when it comes to starting back up and scheduling and travel and all that. I think whatever we can do to bring the best entertainment and a different kind of spark that baseball brings, because you know the longevity of the season, the dog days, we can. You know, if it's a short season and we can make it just exciting from the get-go, that would be really good for the game and good for entertainment for everyone.
Yeah, I want seven-inning doubleheaders. I want DH in both leagues. And if there's any kind of crazy suggestion, let's try it, man. It's not going to be 162 anyway.
Yeah. I mean, extra innings, let's see. Let's do something crazy there. There's all sorts of things that I think we'll be the players will be, you know, we'll definitely give it a look and thought because it's going to be a quick season. Hopefully we're starting as soon as possible, but by the looks of everything, we're gonna be bunkered down here for a little bit.
Well, best to Emily. Enjoy Kevin. Enjoy your wife. Best to your parents. You know I'm big fans of theirs, and we will talk with you soon.
All right, Cap. Thank you. Stay safe.
You too. God bless. There he is, Anthony Rizzo, who's a great friend of this show. He'll be with us throughout the season whenever that starts, but checking in with us from Florida. We will get to telling you about a great contest that we are starting today that we need your help with. Yes, this show especially. We need your help. We want to win. We want you to win. We'll tell you about that next.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
This is Cap and Company, sports talk while you're on the clock.
Rolling on ESPN 1000 with Danny Zetterman, Chris Bleck. This is our team, folks, and we are going to be here for you each and every day. We all know what the new normal is out there, and now they're saying it's till April 30th. We'll be socially distanced and all that, but we are socially distanced in here, and we are going to be here every day for you to provide some relief, some laughs, some sports content, and just some fun. So make sure you say to your Google Home or I have Alexa, "Hey Alexa, play ESPN Chicago." We also have a brand new contest. Danny, why don't you take us through? Because I think this contest is awesome. I think it's phenomenal.
You,
I'm kind of a big deal,
are connected.
It's not about who you know.
You know people.
Who would you say is the most famous person in your phone?
You know people who are known. Can you get them to call us?
I enjoy American football. I've actually dated a player once, but he wasn't my type, so I set him up with my friend Giselle.
ESPN 1000's biggest name drop. The bigger the name.
I'd say we're dropping names three at a time.
The bigger the prize. Which celebrity can you get to call us?
All right, this is an outstanding contest. It could be a lot of fun. Cap and Company versus Carmen and Yurko versus Waddle and Sylvie.
By the way, did you come up with this idea?
No.
Okay. Because you've had some good ideas. Chris had one the other day. I didn't know if this was a Zetterman or Bleck production.
This is an actually old school radio bit. We're not the first to do it. We certainly won't be the last, but hopefully we're going to do it the best. Here's the gist of the game. What you have to do, maybe your cousin's Larry David. Maybe your godfather's Michael Jordan. Maybe your neighbor's Vince Vaughn. All you have to do is get the biggest celebrity possible, the biggest celebrity you know, to call us at 312-332-3776. We'd prefer if you have them call between 9 and noon because this show would like to win the contest.
Yes.
They call us. They go on the air for a quick conversation. We'll have some fun. We'll have a little talk. It'll be entertaining for the listeners. If you get them to do this, you have the opportunity to win the prize. It's a $500 online gift card to Meats by Lins. You can visit eatangus.com. Also, $250 online gift card to Club Hawthorne from Hawthorne Racecourse. Hawthorne Racecourse, Chicago's hometown track. Bet now at clubhawthorne.com.
And that means you can gamble on not just their races, any track. You can go online on their betting app and bet right there.
It's a $750 prize for you. All you have to do is ask your friend who's a big star, him or her, to call our show preferably. Jump on the air for a couple minutes. Now, to make sure they're not an impersonator, this big star also has to tweet from their verified Twitter account, "Hey, jump it on ESPN 1000 right now to have some fun." That's it. Simple and easy. So if you know a celebrity, you know a big star, have them call in. We're going to have a good time with it this week. Then on Friday, the boss, Mike Thomas, is going to decide which show had the biggest name star, and we're going to award the prize from there.
See, and that's where we need our Cap and Company listeners to really help us out, because we're looking to win in this contest against the other shows. And Cap, we want to make sure you're number one in this contest.
Yep.
So we need our listeners to give us a call, find a celebrity that they know, get them to call into the show from 9 to noon. That's what we're looking for, because we need the Cap and Company army to come out and to show out.
Yeah, I think it'd be really cool to go. Are we going to play a little sounder like you do breaking news, Danny, where we go, uh-oh, got a big one?
We do have a little something-something to play when the celebrity does call in.
Can we tease
it? No, not till somebody gets a celebrity to call in. We're not going to show our hand yet.
So we don't know what we're listening. Is that just on this show or every show?
Every show has
same
the same
sounder.
Yes. Joe McCardle, our imaging guy, did a great job.
Throw a little chum in the water just so that when they hear it, they go, oh, whoa.
No, let's wait for the celebrity to call in.
All right. Okay. Just was getting a little, trying to get a little taste. Just a little taste, kid. 312-332-3776. Thank you to Anthony Rizzo. That was really good stuff. Love talking with that guy. And to see he's been able to feed a lot of first responders who people are working just crazy hours. Crazy. And putting their life on the line for the rest of us. Eddie Olchek texted me and said, hey, pal, please, please, please emphasize to all your listeners, adhere to shelter in place and social distancing. Tell them you are trading in the next 30 or more days for another 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years of life. Pretty damn good deal. I need your voice. One person makes a difference. I love you. Edzo knows I love him. He's one of my best friends in my life. Again, people, please, please just follow the guidelines. Follow the guidelines and then wash your hands a billion times. I saw Danny's hands bleeding on social media. And Chris and I both said, is that real? Is that totally real with his cuts on his hands from washing so many times?
Really, please. I was jogging. It's not a doctored picture, but
I was doctored. See,
it wasn't
I told
doctored.
You, Cap.
No,
Cap,
it wasn't.
I told you.
It was not doctored. What it is I have cracks all over my hands from washing my hands. Uh-huh. On that day, I went for a run, and it was kind of chilly out. No gloves on. I made the mistake of no gloves. So when I got home and I walked in the door, my wife's like, holy bleep, look at your hands. And that's really how it was, but it was bleeding more than it normally would because I was jogging out in the cold.
It looked like ketchup.
No, I swear to God, that was really
blood. It wasn't necessarily the color.
I promise that I
was. Just so you know,
listen,
I defended your honor.
There's nothing to defend. That's really my... Chris, you know me well enough to know that I don't care for social media that much. That I would go to the extreme to put blood on.
On Instagram, I don't know. You were...
Wait a minute. Did you just say I don't care for social media?
That much, yeah.
Oh, my God. All right.
What I do?
Yes.
Do a...
You're a great
You really
follow.
Want to go there now, mister? I'm typing up jokes word for word.
You are
31 minutes into the show, and it comes out.
Here we go.
I don't care about social media.
The NFL power rankings are out. Are the Bears higher or lower today than they were at the end of a disappointing 2019 season? 312-332-3776. Also a big sports anniversary in Chicago. Actually, two of them. We'll tell you about those, but I want to hear from you. 312-332-3776. This is ESPN 1000.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you're listening to Cap and Company. Follow us on the gram at Cap and Co. and ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
All right, rolling on. Cap and Company, ESPN 1000, a Good Karma Brands station. Hope you had a good weekend. You're ready to attack your week, as different as it may be. And did a lot of reading this weekend, Chris, Danny. They said for the 99.9% of the people that are staying home, how important it is to get up, shower like you're leaving to go to work, put on, I'm not saying a suit and tie, but get dressed. Don't just roll out of bed. Grab a cup of coffee, lay on the couch, grab your laptop, do a little work, watch TV, take a nap, eat a bunch of crappy food. Horrible. Horrible. You've got to treat it as best you can, like you're going to work. In fact, one of the articles I read, this guy said he and his wife get up. They eat breakfast together. They get dressed like they're going to work. They actually take a walk around their neighborhood walk back in the house like they walked into the office, and then they're at work. Don't you think that's a good idea, Danny? I think that's a great idea as you navigate this new normal. Get the blood flowing. What do you think?
I think that in this time that we're living in, that people need to do whatever makes them happy as long as they're productive. You know, if somebody wants to roll out of bed and wear their day pajamas to do their work before they put on their night pajamas, as long as they get their stuff done, they're staying healthy and they're being socially distant from others. Listen, we come to the studio every day. Mm-hmm. So for me to tell people how to work from home, I don't know how to have a good grasp on that. I would tell people to stay active. My brother-in-law, mm-hmm. this is crazy, and I don't think he'd be mad at me for sharing this. In the 2 weeks, so he's been working from home the last 2 weeks, has put on 11 pounds.
Whoa!
11 pounds.
I weighed in today. I'm down almost 3.5. But I eat like a freak because of the armchair nutritionist.
I just think, you know, people are out of their routines. It's, you know, you're at home, you get bored, you eat, you get stressed, you eat, you worry about things, you eat.
But that's why these articles that I read, how important it is to get up and treat it as best you can like you're going to work, that your mindset's different. And that's why this one couple said, we get up, we take a long walk, we walk back in, and it's like we walked into our office. So, anyway. 312-332-3776. So, Danny, the power rankings are out for the 2020 NFL season, and they are based on where we're at so far pre-draft. What do you think?
It's after the initial free agency blitz.
You wouldn't let me see where the Bears are ranked.
No, I want you to take a guess. It's after the initial free agency blitz.
Mm-hmm.
How teams have been affected by free agency, what moves they make, are they better or worse? Last year when the season ended, the Bears were ranked 18. Mm-hmm. Do you believe that the Bears are better now that they've added Nick Foles and they've added Quinn and they've added Jimmy Graham and they've made some moves? Or do you think your Chicago Bears are worse?
Well, knowing how much hatred there is for Mitchell Trubisky and for Jimmy Graham... And
well,
for
keep
Ryan
in mind, this was done by ESPN analysts. So this wasn't like Chris Black and Adam Abdallah didn't make this. So the hatred for Mitch Trubisky and Ryan Pace, as much as we feel it here in Chicago, specifically in these studios, because we all are Bears fans and we have angst towards what's going on there, the guys that actually get paid to do this for a living, I don't think are taking that into account.
Yeah, they still hate Mitch Trubisky, so it's going to color any judgment whatsoever.
Who hates him? I don't understand this. Who hates him?
You and Abdallah, first of all.
No,
oh,
that's
my
incorrect.
God.
That's incorrect. And that's not the point of today's show. Today's episode
you need to become Catholic or Jewish. You either need confession or you need Yom Kippur where you can purge your sins because you are lying to the audience right now.
No, not.
You and Abdallah despise that guy.
Nope. Give analytical breakdown off what we see on the field. I'm sorry if it's not what you enjoy. Seriously, who hates Mitch Trubisky? If he could be a good quarterback, that would be fantastic for the Bears. Be fantastic for me personally. It'd be fantastic for all of us. Who hates him? Explain this to me.
Dude,
Danny's talking about national observers of football. Who in the realm of the National Football League hates Mitch Trubisky? I don't understand this.
This was done by the NFL Nation writers. Mm-hmm. It was also done with editors and TV personalities at ESPN. So, listen, I don't think the hate for Mitch Trubisky factors in here. I just don't, Cap. I think you want to hang your hat on hate for Mitch Trubisky mm-hmm. because if they're lower than they were last year the season ended, they were 18. You want to say they're lower because of that. They made good moves. They should be higher, but because people are anti-Mitch, they're lower. Mm-hmm. But I think these people that are making this are experts and they're unbiased. So let's just take it as
all right,
an unbiased opinion.
I am going
opinion.
To say they were 18th. I am going to say... Oh, boy, I'm going to say they're 20th.
Chris?
Give me 19.
Ding, ding, ding. Chris Black nails it. They drop one spot to 19.
Yeah, that's just bad.
They write, the Bears likely upgraded at quarterback. So that basically is saying that Nick Foles will be starting over Mitch.
Okay, we'll see.
Well, they say, who has a good opportunity to unseat starter Mitchell Trubisky. Mm-hmm. But quarterback is far from the only issue. The Bears have yet to upgrade their offensive line. Chicago needs additional help at wide receiver after the club released Taylor Gabriel. Mm-hmm. Plus, former second-round wideout Anthony Miller is rehabbing from yet another shoulder procedure. And no one really understands why the Bears signed veteran tight end Jimmy Graham to a deal that includes $9 million guaranteed and a no-trade clause.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the no-trade clause, though, they weren't going to trade him the first season, and then they can release him after that. So the no-trade clause.
The no-trade clause. The $9 million to a guy that didn't deserve $9 million is the big part.
Correct.
The no-trade clause is whatever.
It's meaningless.
Yes. So according to the experts, who are not hating on Mitch, they are worse now than they were last year at this time.
Yeah, and I do not agree with that at all. Because if I told you that you're going to add a Pro Bowl outside linebacker who had 11 and a half sacks to your defense, you're going to add an all-pro interior lineman who played, what, two games last year? His name's Akeem Hicks, back to your team. You're going to take your all-pro 2018 safety, Pro Bowl 2019 safety, and move him back to where he was an all-pro at free safety, Eddie Jackson. I'm just telling you, man, that's a better football team, and you added Nick Foles to your quarterback room instead of a glorified assistant coach that you had. That's a better team. So to rank them 19 over 18 is idiotic.
Now here's the top five. The Chiefs remain number one. Baltimore moves up from number three to number two going into the season.
Mm-hmm.
The 49ers move down from number two to number three. The Saints are number four, which they ended the season at. The Packers are number five, which they ended the season at. The Seahawks are number six, which they ended the season at. The Titans are up one spot to seven. The Vikings are up one spot to eight. The Bills are up two spots to nine. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the biggest climber on the charts, they were 19 when the season ended. They are currently 10th.
All right.
Tom Brady effect.
All right. 312-332-3776. Do you agree that the Bears are worse today than they were at the end of the season? And if you think that, you better come loaded because I'm coming right after you. And Danny, Chris, you're not going to believe somebody last night, because I woke up to let one of the dogs out. At 12:45 last night, I got an alert on my phone that I have a new follower on Peloton. You're not going to believe who it is, and it is the real guy. I verified that. It is the real person. You're not going to believe it. We'll take a quick time out. We'll be right back.
This is Cap and Company.
Missed something? Podcasts are ready on the ESPN Chicago app.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
You.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Are connected.
It's not about who you know.
You know people.
Who would you say is the most famous person in your phone?
You know people who are known. Can you get them to call us?
I enjoy American football. I've actually dated a player once, but he wasn't my type, so I set him up with my friend Giselle.
ESPN 1000's biggest name drop. The bigger the name.
I'd say we're dropping names three at a time.
The bigger the prize. Which celebrity can you get to call us?
Okay, so this guy's put together some amazing music, man. His name is Jim Peterick. He lives in our area. He's the founder of the band Survivor. He wrote the song Vehicle by the Ides of March, co-writer of the anthem Eye of the Tiger from Rocky III. He's written songs for 38 Special, Leonard Skinner, Cheap Trick, Sammy Hagar, Brian Wilson, REO Speedwagon, The Beach Boys. I mean, this guy's done it all. Jim Peterick is on the phone. Hey, Jim, good morning. How are you, buddy?
I love your show, man. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, thank you for calling in. So you're a sports fan. You're a Chicago guy, but you are a music star. I mean, some of the work you've done, what are you doing to keep yourself busy as we go through this new normal right now?
I'm playing a lot of card games with my wife.
Uh-huh.
That's a good thing.
Yep.
And we like to share an old-fashioned at about 7 o'clock in the evening.
As do we. I'm an old-fashioned guy. I love that.
Me too. What's your favorite whiskey?
I probably like to use my Eagle. I like that. I have some Blanton's that I use, although that's probably a little bit too good to be putting in an old-fashioned. And then we bought something called the Drink Works machine. And do you know what that is?
No.
So it's a Keurig for alcohol. Dude, it's the greatest. It is the greatest. They sell it on Amazon at drinkworks.com, and you can get them now at Binny's. And then you literally put the little Keurig cartridge in the machine, and in 30 seconds, you have an old-fashioned with top-shelf alcohol.
That's cheating, man.
It's the greatest. A couple of Luxardo cherries, and life is good.
Yeah, man. But outside of that, I wrote a song, kind of an anthem for these crazy times. Called Empty Arena, and it's starting to get some airplay. It's just my way of saying bring back the days when live music, we didn't know how good we had it,
you know,
3 months ago, when we could party and watch music live at bars and concerts and arenas. And this is the whole thing: bring back the music to the empty arena. So yeah, check that out. It's pretty cool.
All right, what was your favorite, like, if someone said to you, okay, give me your favorite song of the big songs that you wrote. Is it Eye of the Tiger? Is it Vehicle? Is it something else?
I'm a playing a stranger in the back of the day, and what you have inside my car. I got Dick, Kenny, I'm a lover of Mandy. She's the nearest stop. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'm taking it anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. But now I'll show you no. I need ya. I want you, got to have a child. Break down in heaven, you know I love you.
Dude, that is so great. So great.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, absolutely answers my question. Absolutely love that you did that. How big a sports fan are you?
Pretty big. The Ides of March have been blessed to sing the anthem for all of our favorite teams, you know, Cubs, Sox, Blackhawks, Bulls. We love them all, man. We just love Chicago. We love Pan Pizza. We love all the sports teams, and we're lucky to be in Chicago.
Hey, who were you calling in for? Who got you to call us?
A dear friend of mine who sells me my cars, John Toth, T-O-T-H. He's just a great guy. Love Johnny. And he emailed, tune in, man. Help me out. I want to win a gift certificate for $500. I said, you saved me so much money on cars. You got it, dude.
We greatly appreciate it. Thank you for taking time. Please stay safe. Please stay healthy. And, no, man, some of your music is amazing.
God bless you, man. You have a great show. Keep rocking.
All the best to you.
You too.
See you.
Bye-bye.
There you go. I'm going to hoist an old-fashioned and go, Jim Peterick, you're the man. I am going to play that song on the way home. How about that? So great. So great. Jim Peterick, he's a Chicago guy, grew up in Berwyn.
All right, Cap, so we're on the board. Cap and Company on the board.
I got to say, that was a Dexter Fowler-type leadoff hitter. When he started singing Vehicle, that's it. That is it. Take that, Sylvie.
Yeah. How great was that? Hey, Sylvie. Sorry, kid. By the way, happy birthday. Sylvie's son had a birthday over the weekend.
Do you know which son?
Braxton.
Good job.
Yeah, absolutely.
Poor guy. He had his big birthday party canceled. The bad thing about what's going on is, like, the little kids that really don't grasp it, but they, you know, they can't have their birthday parties. They're not going to school. Mm-hmm. They don't understand.
They're like, what is going on? Yeah. It is what it is, man. But thank you, Jim Peterick. What a good dude, man. What a good dude. And when he started singing, I was like, can we do this for a while? How about playing another song for us? That was so great. 312-332-3776. And if you're wondering what that was about, we are running a biggest name drop contest. This show, Carmen Yurko, Waddle Sylvie, with the help of our great listeners, you out there get the biggest celebrity to call into our show. We'll keep a running list. On Friday afternoon, April 3rd, we will determine, our bosses will, who the biggest celebrity caller was. And to make sure that it's not an impersonator, that celebrity must tweet they are jumping on at ESPN 1000 in Chicago from their verified account. The prize package, $500 online gift card to Meats by Lins. They'll ship amazing meat right to your house. You can order at eatangus.com. And then a $250 online gift card to Club Hawthorne from Hawthorne Racecourse. That's where you can bet the horses. And they're giving you $250. You could turn it into whatever. You get some of Eddie Olchek's great picks, you can make a lot of money. Hawthorne Racecourse, Chicago's hometown track. Bet now at clubhawthorne.com. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. I want to start watching Tiger King. Anthony Rizzo brought that up. Chris, you what, tapped out after two episodes or three?
No, I watched the whole thing.
Oh, you watched, how many is it, six, five?
It's like seven.
Seven. But you, at what point did you think, oh, this is not great? You weren't a huge fan, right? Or am I confusing you with someone else? Did you love it?
No, I mean, it's weird. It's worth checking out.
Is it worth watching all seven?
Yeah, I mean, it gets boring. I feel like the shock value starts to wear off and it just starts to get repetitive.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, it's worth checking out. I think after two episodes, you're really hooked. After the third, you're kind of like, okay, this is starting to get boring. By the time you get to six and seven, you're like, all right, now I have to just finish this because it kind of feels like homework and I've kind of jumped into this and I have to finish it. Mm-hmm. It's weird. Certainly, and the characters are worth being aware of because they're strange. They're big cat people.
Mm-hmm.
And Cap, all you cool cats and kittens out there, it's weird. It's definitely strange.
All right.
But I mean, like, it's not the greatest documentary series I've ever seen in my life.
I got to tell you guys one other thing. Do I have a second to tell you? I'll tell you on the other side, and then we're going to talk to Chris Mortensen. He'll join us to talk some football. 12:45 last night. I get an alert on my phone. I have notifications. Someone is following me now on my Peloton workouts. You won't believe who. And it's verified it's him. 312-332-3776. We're back in exactly 2 minutes.